It was fun. You know, I think that's the fun part about practices is just going out there competing, having fun, trying to score, you know, touchdowns every chance you get. And just really loving being out there with your brothers.
Well, take the no-huddle period. Just how much more comfortable? It must be exponential from, you know, trying to run that thing last summer.
Yeah.
Versus,
yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's really taking its strides. You know, there's always those, you know, days that aren't the greatest, but I feel like this off season and this period, it's, you know, steady incline, and now it's more just sort of the slow and steady building, because you sort of know the offense, and now you're trying to get the smaller details of it.
How fast is Jeff Janis when you bomb it up and he's behind Demaryius and Ha-Ha?
Yeah, and outruns them both. he's fast enough that I trust to throw that ball when he's not over the top of him and trust that he's going to beat him deep.
Is that a wink and a nod? Is that what is that?
That's a Jeff go deep and you throw it deep.
It did simplify the play.
Yeah.
You know, for linemen, I don't want to simplify it too much, speaking of which, but the learning curve for quarterbacks is a lot greater, isn't it? And how much more comfortable do you feel at this point than you were last year going in thinking, hey, I'm a rookie just trying to make the team?
Yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable, everybody. I feel a lot more comfortable. Just from the standpoint of knowing the offense, and sort of just like I was saying, it's really more about the steady growth now and the slow building. And, you know, you want to take those gigantic leaps that, like, were made last year. But now it's really about learning the details of the plays, why we're running things, you know, why we're going to check this versus that. And, you know, protection adjustments, run adjustments, sort of all that stuff. And when you get that stuff, that's when you start taking your game to a whole
another
level.
Does that make the next few days especially important for you then?
Yeah. You know, like I said, today was a good day, a good start to the week. And, you know, I'm happy that I get to take a lot more reps this week and really get out there and just have some fun. You know, like I said, every day out there with your brothers is an awesome day. You're blessed to play this game.
Did Aaron give you any advice?
He said play football. You know, that's what it comes down to. You know, that's what we're doing every day. So that's sort of our approach.
Is it odd to not have him in the room now?
Yeah, I felt really lonely, actually. usually we'll work out together, and I didn't have my guy right there next to me. So pretty lonely.
Right. You kind of talk about how – you know, you push him because you're competitive at practice.
Yeah.
But how does he push you?
I absolutely despise and hate losing. You know, I love winning, but my hate for losing is really strong. So, you know, I've never really lost in ping pong, and Aaron's beat me twice. So that he pushes me a lot in that. And then on the field, you know, on the football field, just in quarterback drills, you know, my whole mindset, when you're competing against Aaron, you know, obviously you're trying to beat him, but that's one hard task to do. And he's very consistent with what he does. So for me, it teaches me how to be consistent and also, you know, bring my A game each and every day. You know, some days I may win few and far in between, but you know, I try to push them each and every day.
Off-season program's going really well. Is it about finishing strong for you heading into training camp?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Finishing off strong here these last couple of days, make the most out of these reps, really taking into this break we have, study, try to get things a little bit better, the checks, everything, and then coming to training camp ready to roll.
Hey, Brett, besides learning what the reps mean in terms of offense and stuff, how important is it from a leadership role that if you do step in, these guys will follow you, they will trust you? I mean, it's more than just X's and O's and things like that, isn't it, just these 3 days?
No, yeah, that's a critical point of being a quarterback. You know, for me, a lot of it is the trust that my teammates have in me. You know, I want to compete and I want to be the best that I can be, but it's not for me personally. It's more for that my teammates know that, hey, if I'm ever in the game, they can look at me and say, all right, we'll be good. You know, it's the trust that you get in, you know, when you're in the huddle with the first group, that they're not, you know, shaking or worried or like, all right, we may have to go a little slower. No, we're moving. And that's, you know, one of the big things that I play for, and that's, you know, something that you gain in times like this when I get to take a little bit more reps with the ones. And just in general with these guys.